This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Halflings! It's me, Jasper William Cartwright.
I'm laughing because you promised the next show you would be like.
Come on, you gotta take that again. You gotta take that again.
Just. Hey, Halflings, it's me, Jasper William Cartwright. That's more subdued than you normally are. More than I would ever do it. Okay, middle of the road, me introing the show. Hello, Halflings. It's me, Jasper William Cartwright. I feel like that's my level. Yeah, and
I think you hit it there.
Today by
Jeremy Cobb, but Tank calls me Cobbacopia because I'm, quote, very abundant in knowledge.
That is so true. I really like that one. Once again, Tank pulls it out of the bag.
Tank crushes every time.
We have a very exciting episode for you today because we are joined once again by the incredible Gloss and Gadgets, the jack of all trades.
Master of fuck all.
Yes!
Just
to preface this as well, this is how Gloss asked me to introduce them, but I couldn't say that because I couldn't dare to be disparaging, so I've allowed Gloss to take that role for them. So here we are. We are very excited today because we're going to be playing a TTRPG, but not Dungeons & Dragons. No. This is The Quiet Year.
Oh my god!
This is the wrong dungeon and the wrong dragon.
Full prince vibe? Woof!
This makes them even more black!
Cake glitches and pitches.
And lands in the cusp of a teaspoon.
Oh no!
On a nat 20.
No!
You think this is just a game?
That's disgusting and I love it.
Get into something real big now.
Gloss, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about The Quiet Year? What is this TTRPG?
So The Quiet Year is made by Avery Elder. You can get it on Roll20. You can also pick up a PDF if you want to. It's a map game where you define the struggles of a community living after collapse of civilization and the attempt to build something good within a quiet year. Every decision, everything we build, everything we create comes from us, and we draw cards we get to play them out and do a little thing like that. You can play it with a deck of cards, or there's a lovely little card set that comes with Roll20. It's actually a really good tool to world build a game. So, if you want to build a world for homebrew or whatever, play The Quiet Year with your party, and you end up creating something really fun and really imaginative, and the stories. And then you get to keep the map afterwards.
Oh,
and it's just really like, cool. And it's like really cute because you can see like how your story evolved and everything. So it's one of my favorite indie TTRPGs because it's so quick to play and so easy to pick up as well.
Amazing. I'm so excited because this is such like a different TTRPG than anything I've ever played before. So yeah. I'm very, very excited to dig into this. So we're going to play a little bit of this game for all of you now. And then obviously we'll put links and things where you can find the game and all of the description and stuff. So make sure you head down to the description if you like the look of it, where you can go and get your hands on it. But now I will do what I should do more often, which is shut up and hand over to our amazing guest.
Excellent. Okay, brilliant. So we're all in Roll20, and you see this yellow space in front of you. Mm-hmm. And what you've got here is this will be our map. We're going to draw directly onto this, our island. And I just want to lead you around and just show you some things before we get cracking. So you'll see here there's like a little tunnel of resources. We're going to choose some abundances and choose some scarcities for our world eventually. And of course, we're going to have our projects. And in our projects, you know, they take some time. So we're going to have to track how much time it takes. Okay. And then, of course, we have contempt. We as players, we are not individuals in this community. We are bird's eye looking down world builders. So we represent the community as half. And if you, if someone draws a card and they do something that creates contempt or, you know, upsets the little bit of the community in your mind, then you can just grab one of these little scrolls. Oh, they're all together. Oh, no. Oh, there we go. You can grab one of these and just place it, you know, where we've got all our little names.
That's so
cute. And then I'll talk about how you can get rid of them or gain more if you want. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, opening story. So, for a long time, we were at war with the jackals. Now, finally, we have driven them off. And we're left with this, a year of relative peace. One quiet year with which to build our community up and learn again of how to work together. Come winter, the frost shepherds will arrive, and we might not survive the encounter. This is when the game will end, but we don't know about that yet. What we do know about, right now, in the moment, there is an opportunity to build something.
Ooh, frost shepherds, how terrifying. That sounds cold.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
Like, this is like some Game of Thrones stuff right now.
Yeah.
Excellent. So here on the right, you'll see that we have four decks. And that if you just mouse over them, they say summer, spring, winter, autumn. We're going to start in spring.
Okay.
Spring, summer, autumn, winter. Yep, spring. Definitely spring. I just had to double check.
Yeah. It's good to just double check.
And when it's your turn, we'll draw a card. And then when we've all drawn a card, we'll go on to the next season.
Okay.
And you'll have to read your cards and obviously then decide what to do.
Right.
Okay. Cool. So before we get real into it, we're going to have to decide where is our community?
Okay.
Are we in a desert? Mm. Yeah. Are we in a desert? Are we on an island? Are we at sea? Are we under the sea? Are we in space? We can be anywhere.
It's got to be warm.
My immediate pitch is that we are kind of a seaside community.
Draw it.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. So.
So if we're a seaside community, okay. So to draw on D20, there's a little paintbrush on the left.
Yeah. That's
okay. And then just grab free hands. Maybe you want. Whoa. You can change the color. Maybe you want blue for the sea.
Yeah. Let me see if I can. Where's the? Let me click on the color here. Yeah. Let's go with blue. Okay. So I'll draw a shoreline.
Excellent.
We will definitely post a picture of what the map and everything that we create, so everyone can see.
Can there be a decrepit lighthouse?
If you want a decrepit lighthouse,
sadly. Yes.
Okay.
You have to draw it, though. Everything you say, you have to draw. That's the rules.
No pressure. Can we have a little pier? Could I maybe, like, could I?
Yeah, add a pier.
Like a slightly, could be a little before Leah party, maybe. I don't know. Well, let's see. Let's see if I can draw a pier. Nice decrepit lighthouse, my dude. Thank you. Okay.
I'm going to add a forest just inland, if I...
Yeah, like at the edge of the forest. Like, that's where the jackals came from?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just going to do this.
I'm living my Kingdom Hearts life with my little pier on this little seaside town. That's kind of what I'm imagining now.
There's too much darkness in your heart!
Oh, man, don't. It makes me sad. So, so sad. Yeah, okay. More like a hammerhead shark currently than a pier, but, you know, we'll roll with it.
So was this pier, like, where we used to have ships, like,
disembark?
Yeah,
like a little, you know, this was like the bustling trade would come, you know, so we used to have trade back before.
Are we a fishing community?
Yeah.
We can be. Okay, so it's great that you mentioned that.
Can we fish for magical, like, thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like magical fish or like...
We can have magical fish.
Or even like mind magical stuff from like the ocean bed. You know what I mean?
Ooh, like, magical miners.
Yeah, but like in underwater. That's what we did.
Yeah, can like that, the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea suits.
Yeah.
With the... You need to, if you don't draw it on the map, it doesn't exist. Okay.
Let me draw a little... okay,
do you want me to draw somebody in the suit? I'll draw somebody in the suit.
So I'm drawing two little holes on the pier, and then...
Is that where people drop through to go down?
Yeah, people like dropped down.
Okay, I'll draw a person on the... I'll draw a person on the pier.
Nice. People like drop down in the little suits and would like go and mine for stuff on the ocean floor. I'll draw some sparkly magical items, like in the ocean. Ooh. These ones are green. I don't really know what that one is. I'm making them like runes. That sounds makes it feel more magical to me somehow.
Amazing. Mm. Cool. Right. So we've started out our little community and where it is. Now we're going to do our starting resource. Now, we can only choose one abundance. So, you know, we're at sea. You said that we're a mining fishing community. Mm-hmm. What is our one abundance?
Water?
So, you know, clean drinking water, a source of energy, protection from predators, adequate shelter.
Source of energy, food. Maybe that's what are we mining?
Yeah, source of energy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like we can power stuff with
What we're mining is like kind of like uranium, and that's how we power the light. Yeah. The lighthouse is still working even though it's decrepit.
Yeah.
But it also messes up the fish. Yeah. So, yeah.
So we don't have an abundance of fish because it gets messed up by the...
Okay, so that's fish is a scarcity.
Yeah, cool.
Let me just add that
That's not going to come back and be bad at any point that we don't have any food.
What else is a scarcity?
I guess protection from predators. Like, if we're on a shoreline, it's not particularly like... from the ocean we are, but like we kind of backed up into the ocean. If anything comes out of the forest...
And protection from the elements as well.
Ooh, yeah. Protection from the elements would not be good.
We have, I guess, an abundance of access to trade if people were to sail in.
Well, we can only choose one abundance.
Maybe we don't. Maybe we have a scarcity of trade because there's no one.
That's true. Nobody can sail through the uranium infested waters.
Yeah.
The irradiated waters.
I need you to make the waters green, please.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'll help you.
I'm jumping in there too, yeah. Gotta go bright green.
Excellent. So we've already got some struggles for our community.
Oh wait, I don't want to do that one. Can I go? I don't know. Oh wait. I made it a shape. Whoops.
There's a huge green rectangle. Okay. Why is the water god rectangular?
So basically, we play weeks. Every turn that each of us has is a week in a month, or basically in the season. Mm-hmm. And during each week, the following thing happens. The active player draws a card, reads the relevant text aloud, resolves it. You follow all the bold texts. If we have any project dice at the time, they're reduced by one. Mm-hmm. And any finished products are updated and added to the map. The active player chooses to take an action, so you can discover something new, we can hold a discussion, or start a project. So, for instance, say you wanted to start a project to get trade. We would then all agree, how many weeks would this take, roughly? We'd say, up to six, because it's a D6 that we're supposed to have. Sure. We go, okay, that takes 6 weeks. So we would add six tally marks to the projects, which remove. Then each week we would work down to getting that project done. If you want to discover something new, that means you're adding something to the map. Maybe it gives you an abundance. Maybe it gives you another scarcity. Maybe someone comes and joins our community. Whatever it is your imagination desires. Hold a discussion. Now, I remember I spoke about our contempt tokens that we have darted around. Oh, wait, I'm trying to grab them with the text tool. And to have a discussion means to gather the community and talk about the problems and what the contempt is built around. Maybe you don't like a project that is happening. Maybe there is a conflict among the community. Maybe someone built a sunbed when they really should have bought a well for clean drinking water. And you need to talk about that. And basically we resolve it. And then after it is resolved, we take our contempt tokens away because it's resolved. And then we move on.
And you always resolve. If you have the discussion, you resolve.
I mean...
Not that I'm trying to be like... I'm just making sure that I understand that that's like that's what like the have a discussion card kind of like or action does.
I mean, it's really important that we stay concise. If any of us feel like we have more to say on the topic, we can hold a discussion in our own turn. Like sometimes we'll be like, maybe we don't agree. And so it would have to go to another discussion or we agree and we go, yes, on this turn, we will definitely do this. But it's for removing contempt and airing our grievances as a community.
Nice. Okay. Love this.
Okay. So we're going to go alphabetical order because why the hell not? So Jasper, you are the first. Please draw the first spring card.
Okay, spring. And I hit draw, and I'm going to draw one
spring card for Jasper.
Okay, do I click on this? Oh, here we go. So I've got like a thing, and it says or. So I read both, or do I...
Can you show us all your cards by doing the thing on Roll20? I have forgotten how you... Drag it to the...
Onto the map?
Onto the map, yeah.
Aha! Here it is.
Excellent. Oh. Okay, so you read all the bold text. So, this is your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you like to do? Don't forget to read it aloud.
Okay, which one?
You got to read them out loud.
All bold text.
I read it and then I pick. Right,
yeah,
sorry.
And then you pick.
Cool. So, here we go. There is a disquieting legend about this place. What is it?
Ooh.
Or, alarming weather patterns destroy something. How and what?
Okay, so which one are you going to pick?
Ooh.
Come on, Jasper. Don't mess us up here, buddy. Don't destroy our community.
I'm going to say... I want to keep the theme going, and I'm going to say alarming weather patterns destroy something. How and what? Air your grievances on your turn, Jeremy.
Just start loading contempt.
Yes, if you don't like this, grab a contempt token and drop it down.
Love this. And I'm going to say that the decrepit lighthouse has unfortunately been strucketh by lightning.
Draw some lightning and and show it all decrepit and broken even more.
That lighthouse is the only thing keeping us connected to the outside world, you maniac!
If you have contempt, please take a contempt token.
Yeah, where are the contempt tokens? Where the hell do I find these tokens?
They're the skull tokens. Just grab one and grab it under your name.
Whoopsie.
I'm just scribbling over the top of his lighthouse to make it look like it's got holes in it. Oh, wait, I'll draw some fire on it. That's what I'll do.
Are you able to... Oh, good, you are able to grab them. I did set it up right. That's great.
Yeah, I just had to swap. I had to swap selector tools. I started drawing on top of them by accident.
Excellent. Right. So, continuing your turn after destroying your lighthouse, what would you like to do?
Keep going.
You would like to discover something new, hold a discussion, or mystery item brain fog? Which was the other thing? 1 minute, I can't remember. I just said it.
Discover something new.
Discover new. Hold a discussion.
Work on a project, start a project.
Start a project. Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. I would like to start a project. I would like to weatherproof our buildings against future lightning storms. So put like some lightning rods on the top to ground the lightning so that if our huts get hit... then they won't just immediately catch fire.
That's a great idea.
Are we allowed to make additional suggestions?
No. On your turn, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yes, on your turn, you totally can. So, okay, brilliant. That's a great one. So we're going to add that to our projects table. How long, collectively, do we think it's going to take us?
To add lightning rods? I feel like a a week or
couple
two
weeks, but yeah, maybe like 2-3 weeks, something like that. Because yeah, it's relatively like it's just it's more about sourcing the metal, probably, is like the toughest part. And then after that, I feel like it'd be relatively simple to...
We're gonna end up with radioactive lightning rods on top of our houses.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
So what, 1 week, 2 weeks?
Should we say 2 weeks? We split
it. Let's go. Let's be generous and say 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, that's a two. Brilliant. Cool. All righty. That's the end of your turn, Jeremy. Great. It's your turn.
Okay, so now I draw.
Can I move my card?
Yeah, you should be able to put it away.
Ring. Okay, so a charismatic... Oh, let me click on something else here. A charismatic young girl convinces many to help her with an elaborate scheme. What is it? Who joins her endeavors? Start a project to reflect. Or a charismatic young girl tries to tempt many into sinful or dangerous activity. Why does she do this? How does the community respond?
Which one would you like to do?
I think that I'm going to have it be the first one, because I would like this elaborate girl, charismatic young girl. Charismatic young girl's name is going to be Felonia.
Uh-huh. Felonia!
Yeah.
Please draw Felonia on the map.
Okay. Felonia has a great deal of charisma. I'm going to draw her next to the houses because she is going to make a suggestion to add on to this lightning rod idea. She's going to say, look, folks, I know that we've been saying for years that it is absolutely fine for us to have all this uranium around us and no insulation from it. But I'm starting to suspect, just based on the number of limbs that people are being born with recently, the fact that most of our water now glows and my pee has been glowing now for years. And also, I'm pretty sure I saw the moment of my own death when I sneezed yesterday. I suggest that we start looking at our alternate energy sources. And in addition to these lightning rods, I think we should construct generators that when the storms hit, the electricity from those rods is collected and stored. And we can use that to start to power our stuff.
Okay. I'm going to call this batteries.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm probably going to spell it wrong because I broke my glasses and the text is this big and I can't see anything.
That's probably small.
Yeah. Okay, cool. How long does this project take, do we think?
Oh, at least got to be four weeks, I feel like. Possibly 5 or 6.
I think to make something that's capable of storing the energy from a lightning bolt would be 5 weeks.
Okay. 5 weeks. But because it is a new week, our lightning rods... Sorry, I'm trying to click. Our lightning rods, they're down to one.
Yes. Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And what do I do with the card? Where do I throw it?
Just throw it away. We don't need it anymore.
Click on and remove it, I think. You can just take it off.
Okay. Can I press delete? Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Brilliant. Okay. So what would you like to do? Would you like to start another project? Would you like to discover something new? Or would you like to hold a discussion?
I want to discover something new.
Okay, what are we discovering? Tell us.
Oh, so I can just pick anything.
You can pick anything, and then you add it to the map.
Whoa, okay. The gloves are off now. This is fun.
I think while looking for materials, we decide to delve into the water. We're like, look, we don't want to build this out of uranium. We want to try and go farther out than we've gone before. And I think it's Felonia herself who, because she's so small, she takes up less oxygen, so her suit can help her last longer. She goes out and discovers a craft that had sank, and the craft is what had been releasing the uranium into the water. But not only that, the craft seemingly has huge amounts of non-radioactive metals.
Ooh.
And other and all kinds of technology, the likes of which we simply haven't had access to before.
Cool. Excellent. Add it to the map, please.
Okay, I'm going to add a ship out here.
Yes.
Yeah, like a sunken vessel.
Got some metal. That'll help our generators. Building our generators. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I love this game. It's one of my favorites.
This is so good.
You see what I mean when I say it's like perfect for like world building, a homebrew setting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see. Especially if you were like oh, I want to make a space setting. I feel like this would really help. You know what I mean? Because I'd be like, oh, I don't know what's about space. Whoa, dude, this is a good boat. I like the way you've done it. It's like sunken into the ground. I think that's what you're going for here.
Yeah, it's half submerged.
Oh, a little hole there as well on the side. Yes, my dude.
Yeah, I'm going to add some rust.
Artist. Jeremy Cobb, add artist to the list.
I add it to my Twitter bio immediately.
Please. Please.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Is that the end of my turn?
Yes, yes, it is the end of the turn. And considering that we've just got new technology and metals to our abundance, we're now going to add, once I get the text button, technology.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
And
metals. We got metal now.
And I would say, ooh, I hate how it does that. I would say also, that reduces our batteries by 2 weeks.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Baller. Love that.
All
love
right.
That.
I'm cool with that.
If I can. No, I'm just.
I have minus contempt for Jeremy's people now. Jeremy's people are good. They're already pulling their weight in this community.
Okay. It's been difficult, so I'm just going to scratch it out. This is why it gets messy. Mm. And now it's down to 2 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. My turn.
Felonia MVP.
Guess who's summoning more thunderstorms?
Oh, just drawing on the
nice
map.
Little squigs there.
Okay. All of us keep forgetting to switch tools and accidentally draw.
Yeah,
it happens all the time. Okay, so my choices are: where does everyone sleep? Who is unhappy with the arrangement and why? Or, what natural predators roam this area? Are you safe?
Ooh,
and I'm going to choose natural predators.
Yeah, it makes sense. We have very little protection from them, so.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to zoom in over here.
This is when Gloss goes real hard. Mind.
Yeah, turns out we've been playing this game like on easy mode. Gloss just bumps us up to legendary.
Tarrasques.
We're like, no!
Tarrasques are unnatural.
How have we survived at all?
Yeah, why are we worried about lightning rods?
That's why Tarrasque. Is Godzilla here?
What? Oh no, we shouldn't have joked, Jeremy. What is being currently drawn is rather large and rather scary. It's
that's
huge.
Like a, is that a cat?
Yes.
Is that a cat?
We have
no!
We have giant cats. These are not.
Oh,
those.
That's so bad. That's so bad.
They're
like it looks like a half cat, half kangaroo. Can they be cat-garoos?
Yeah, they're cat-garoos.
Cat-garoos!
Yes.
We have. Why is my pen's not working? Okay, I'm going to finish this on my mouse. We have
Kangats.
Kangats.
No, cat-garoos.
It's definitely better. I'll give you. It's definitely better.
Oh, it's cute though.
Little cute face.
It's terrifying, but it's cute.
Whoa, it's got a monocle.
I'm laughing.
Yes,
it has a monocle.
Yes.
I'm drawing a top
very
hat.
Very proper. Yes.
They are gentrified kat-garoos.
Oh no.
Yep, we have gentrified kat-garoos now.
So they're like fully sapient and stuff. They have a full society.
Yeah.
Oh no.
This is really bad. Cats are vindictive.
Yeah, cats are rough, dude.
And they live on the edge of the forest. Like, in the forest. I mean, it's there on the beach, but they're in the forest.
Okay.
So it's like, if we ever risk going hunting in the forest, there's a real good chance a kat-garoo is going to get you.
Yes. That's completely what's going to happen.
Are we safe? That's the question.
For now.
Poor Felonia is all there by herself.
For now. They mostly stay. I mean, I've drawn them there, but they're mostly in the forest. We know of them. We've seen their shadows. We found their footprints in the sand. I'm going to draw some footprints.
Okay. And we've seen like evidence of their society. Like we see like flyers and stuff.
Yeah.
They're dropped in languages we can't read.
Yeah.
Felonia comes out of the forest with a giant monocle.
We can use this to focus the light. Make fire.
I still have to question why I came up with the idea of lightning rods on the top of our houses when there are giant sentient cats in the forest. We need the means to protect ourselves.
Ooh, but does this mean that we've now constructed the lightning rods?
Yes, we have. So,
baller.
Jasper, you need to draw them.
Yes, I would love to.
So we cross that out.
And I will draw them. I'll draw them in black.
And I think for my turn, I will start another project. We're going to start a well, because we need some non-radiated, non-radiated water. And how long do we think this will take? I'm thinking like 1 week, 2 weeks. It's not long. It's just a hole in the ground.
It's a hole in the ground.
I think 2 weeks seems reasonable to dig.
Like a nice
we may
have
to go a little bit. We have to go a little bit away from the shoreline in order to actually find a spot
close
that
to the forest. I'm going to mark this space for where our well's going to go.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
And are we down to 1 week for the batteries now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, very exciting times. Very exciting times.
Okay. So much development, but there's so much danger.
Yes.
It's
okay.
It's only getting more dangerous. That's the terrifying thing.
Yeah.
Spring is over.
Oh, snap.
The heat of summer has arrived.
Oh, no.
Top of the round, Jasper. Please draw a card.
Oh, baby. Okay. Let's see here.
Drag it to the same so we can see.
Okay.
Oh, no.
This is not good. A project fails. Which one? Why? Or something goes afoul in the supply and the supplies are ruined. Add a new scarcity.
Oh, this is terrible.
I really regret being mean to us in the previous round.
Yeah.
My people are just adding the bad stuff. man. What have we got going on? We've got a well. We need the well. What?
Oh. We have a well and we have the batteries. But something could go bad with
technology or our source of energy.
Yeah, like
well, we
our
are building
supplies
a new
ruined.
Source of energy. Potentially, so maybe that's the.
What's it gonna be? What are you gonna be? How are you gonna? How are you gonna ruin us, man? Project or scarcity?
Oh, can I? When it says add a new scarcity, can that be like I don't have to take away an abundance?
No, you don't.
Right?
No, you don't have to take away an abundance.
Okay,
add a new scarcity.
Okay, I'm gonna add a new scarcity. Okay. I'm going to say that we. I'm gonna say we're running out of houses.
Oh no, population
just,
boom.
Like yeah, spring was a time of you know, last summer was a time of celebration for us, and spring there's a lot of babies.
Please draw more huts and babies, please.
I draw some more people and like not enough for like as oh no, I'm drawing shapes again. I don't want this. okay, here we go. So yeah, just like there's just more people in the village now, and we don't have room, and there's lots of crying babies, and so yeah, there's
we're running out of space.
We're running out of space. Well, I think we have space. I just don't think we have like homes. We haven't, you know what I mean? Like we need to build more homes, is what I'm suggesting.
All of our houses are built out of uranium. The problem just keeps perpetuating itself.
Uranium causes birth.
It's just stacked uranium into walls.
These babies are stacked, however.
Yeah, those are the babies that you're drawing. The babies are coming out real big. Unfortunately, the mortality rate among mothers is also very high, because now we're just having 5-foot-tall babies being born.
Okay, here we go. Right, there's loads of people now. On our shore. And then for my turn, yeah, I guess I'll start a new project. I want to start a project. I want it to be our first multi-residence building. So I
like
want to build...
Oh, like an apartment.
Like an apartment, but like single floor. We're not that advanced. You know, we don't have like that kind of tech. Single floor, but like the idea is like safety in numbers and, you know,
Should
we can kind
wood?
Of... What was that?
Should we use wood?
Yeah, I think we should use wood instead of uranium. Oh, no. In fact, we can use some of the metal.
Okay.
I know. We'll use some of the metal. We'll go diving with our special suits, and we'll gather, like, parts of the boat and start using... So we've got some pre-built walls to help, like, reduce build time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's my...
Okay, so how long will it take?
Got to be at least 3 weeks, right? We're building a full apartment
complex.
I'm
gonna say 4 weeks because I want it to be like. I think it needs to be like. It needs to be a good few rooms in here. You know, we've got a lot of babies. I feel like we need to have like a crash. It'd be good to have like a creche in like one of the rooms. Is like a creche, you know. Another room, it's like a parents' chill out space where they get to go and just like, you know, drink wine together and talk about what happened at the PTA meetings. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're
excellent.
Doing.
And you know what? Our batteries are ready. So
yes.
And then we can power the.
Now should I draw those now?
Yes, please draw those. Okay, and I'm reducing the well by 1 week.
And we nearly have water. We haven't even had good water.
We've been drinking, we've been like purifying salt water for years.
Oh, God. With uranium. That's what we use to purify the water.
Yeah. It's no wonder all of us have three tongues now.
Okay, so this is the. This is. That's my turn, I do believe.
Excellent.
So yeah, that's great.
I'll wait for Jeremy to finish.
Okay, I'm almost. I'm almost
batteries.
Done.
Oh, cute!
Drawing
little
batteries.
Tesla batteries on the side of our. Oh, little green batteries on the side of our. Oh, little lightning bolts in there.
Oh, nice.
Good. Yeah. Now we need some thunder and lightning. It happens a lot.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, we.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot of lightning storms. Okay, so. Switching now to the card, drawing a summer card. There we go. There it is. Outsiders arrive in the area. Why are they a threat? How are they vulnerable? Or outsiders arrive in the area. How many? How are they greeted? Ooh. Okay.
You're so excited. It's so cute.
Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to go actually with. Because I feel like option number one implies they must be a threat, whereas option two, they could still be a threat,
Jeremy's
but they're it's not immediate. It's not immediately
sure
apparent.
That we survive.
So who are they?
I'm leaning towards option number two. Okay. Outsiders arrive in the area. How many? How are they greeted?
Who are
I
they?
Think
what do they look like?
Room for these people, my dude.
I think what's about to happen is out of the forest for the first time. Not cat gurus, but Kangats. Much smaller. The cat guru's much smaller cousin. I'm going to roll a D100. It's just see how many of them show up. Let's see. Where is it? I always have my dice handy. Okay. Oh no. 95.
I'm taking a contempt here. This is, we do not have the space. We do not have the space.
Please voice your contempt in a meeting if you would like to hold one.
I will. I've put a contempt token.
Seeing as they are already very contentious, I'm going to draw one of them in red. Okay. And then I'm just going to multiply that by 95.
Times by 95. Cool.
But these cat gurus are like the size of us. They're very similarly sized to us.
Okay.
We're not sure if their intentions are good. We cannot speak the same language as them. So I think they are met initially with fear and mistrust. But as it seems like they see us working, and it's like wordlessly just come over and start helping us make stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I think they bring with them resources that we don't even have. And I think they're going to be wearing bowler hats instead of top hats. and they have mustaches instead of monocles.
Stick-on ones?
No. Naturally, it seems like natural mustaches. They have natural mustaches.
It is actually shocking how close you've managed to draw two Gloss's original cat guru drawing.
Thank you. So they're about our size, but they seem intelligent. And I think they probably don't. They seem like. It seems almost like. I think the vibe is that they used to be rich and then they've lost a lot. And so they've shown up, but we can't understand their language. I think townspeople have already tried starting to communicate with them. I don't think we let them live with us, but there are straight up 95 of these things living along, I think probably down the coast.
Wow.
So like they're not right on the outskirts of the forest. It seems like they're scared of going into the forest too. Mm. So they're off to the south. Yeah. Okay, and now is that the end of that? And now I pick another.
And then you can either start a project, hold a meeting, or discover something new. And while you're doing that, our well is actually finished. So I'm actually drawing it.
Yes, I'm reducing our flats down to 3.
Yes,
I think our flats should be reduced by 2 because.
Oh, we're getting help.
Oh yeah, the Kangats have shown
the
up.
The Kangats,
Is it possible for me to remove my contempt? Can I settle it out of court, kind of thing?
No, contempt remains.
I think we're gonna settle it right now. Let's have a discussion.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So I think I'm gonna say, I think that the new introduction of the Kangats brings a level of intrigue and mystery, that we had previously been missing. Because right now it seems like they're friends, but they have those teeth, and we know the big cat gurus are a threat. We don't really know much about these people. Are they refugees? Are they sleeper cell agents? We're not sure. It could be anything.
Mm.
It's story potential. I don't know if that's too meta of a conversation or not, but that's my pitch.
Yeah, what's what's like the phrasing that you would normally use in this game when having these discussions? Is it like a role play thing? Is it like
a world builders thing? I'm a serial role player, so we just role play it out. So
okay, cool.
So Jasper, whoever you're representing in the community, you said you wanted to get that get rid of that contempt. Mm. So who was upset that the flats were going to take forever and now is happy that the Kangats are helping?
Yeah, nice. I think
so. In response to Jeremy, mm-hmm. what does
I'll
your
be
community
Felonia
say?
Basically saying this could, we don't know the answer. We don't know whether they're good or bad. I think we have to take them at face value and try and treat with them honestly.
Well, look, listen, I was against the overall premise of these outsiders coming in here and taking our jobs, but...
They took our jobs!
But
they took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
But turns out I didn't really want to do that job anyway, so... I'm actually kind of for it. thanks for that, I guess. I would like to thank you.
Can I be a crusty old seafaring man who appears?
You've already done Felonia.
Oh, man, yeah. I had another thing to add. Oh, well, if we have another one, I'll bring it up.
I can remove my contempt.
You certainly can.
Yes.
And I'm going to present the fence sitters, because I seem to do this in every game of Quiet. Yeah, I do. Like, you know, it's pretty crowded. And, like, I don't really care. I'm working on my tan.
Getting a uranium tan, like, it's an odd, uncomfortable greenish hue.
It's the new
that
thing
this person has
to
taken
be
on.
Green.
It's not easy being green.
Excellent. Right. Cool.
The frogs won't stop talking now. I'm telling you, the uranium is bad.
Green is the new brown, everyone.
Brilliant. Right. It's my turn to draw a summer. Right. Which one's summer? Here we go.
Oh, no. This is.
Oh, I've done it again. Predators and bad omens are afoot.
Oh, no.
You are careless and someone goes missing under ominous circumstances. Who? Or, predators and bad omens are afoot. What measures do you take to keep everyone safe and under surveillance? Do not reduce Project Dice this week.
Ooh.
Both of these are really interesting.
This is bad.
There's a lot of intrigue right now.
Jeremy's living for the intrigue.
I'm into this for like the story at this point.
Yeah.
So I've just drawn a big red cross over Felonia.
Oh no. Who goes monster?
Who goes missing in ominous circumstances?
That is contemptible, I believe.
Yeah, I think we both have to add contempt.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to have to raise some tension, contempt here. That is. Is there like a threshold? Like, what if it gets too high?
How much contempt can you have?
Contempt can you house?
1 minute. That's something that's a very good question. 1 minute. Let me read. It says, if you ever feel like you weren't consulted or honoured in a decision-making process, you can take a piece of contempt and place it in front of you. This is your outlet for expressing disagreement or tension. If someone starts a project that you don't agree with or you don't get to voice your objections or speak out of turn, you're instead invited to take a piece of contempt. Contempt will generally remain in front of players until the end of the game. It will act as a reminder of past contentions. Its primary role is the social signifier. In addition, you can discard it back into the centre of the table in two ways, by acting selfishly or by diffusing tensions with holding meetings. If you ever want to act selfishly, to the known detriment of the community, you can discard a contempt token to justify your behaviour. You can decide whether your behaviour requires justification. This will often trigger others taking contempt tokens in response. If someone else does something you greatly support that would mend the relationships and rebuild trumps, you can discard your contempt token to demonstrate they have disused past contentions. No, there is no max. You can just have as much contempt as you want.
Interesting.
Okay, so yes, I've done that.
My little faction over here is just, we're just going to be out here doing nothing.
Okay, and I would like to hold a meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so my uranium sunbathers. Hold a community meeting and they're like, so where's Felonia?
I'm gonna have the seafaring man appear.
I was saying this from the beginning. These kangats are bad news. It's bad luck to kill a seabird. And I saw them kill dozens when they arrived.
It's got one eye.
My crotch.
But that eye has three eyes.
My community, which I think is a gaggle of crotchety old men, are just, well,
I think that welcoming these Kangats has angered the Catgrews, and I think they've taken Flonia, and that's all very bad.
Do we continue, or is that we've all made our statements?
We've all made our statements.
Tensions are rising in the community.
The fact that we've come together and aired our grievances as one instead of harboring these poor feelings towards each other. I'm satisfied, aren't we?
Yeah, I blame the liberal media.
Oh no, I'm removing my contention now before we have to continue that conversation. My crotchety old men are actually kind of woke. They leave.
There's a whole rant that occurred. No one stays.
Everyone files out.
Even my valley girls who live on the beach leave because they just don't.
It's just this guy sitting in a meeting hall by himself, yeah, shouting for 3 hours.
They're more interested in taking pictures of their uranium spice lattes. Okay, cool. So we're actually reducing our flats down to one. Ooh. And summer ends. The trees begin to brown.
This is scary.
Things start to cool. Top of the round.
Okay, yeah. Like, here we go. Here we go. Autumn, baby.
Don't screw us over again, man.
Oh, man. Someone sabotages a project, and the project fails as a result. Who did this and why? I can't pick this one. I can't. The only project we've got going
into
the flat.
If we do pick it, I feel like we have very obvious choices for who could be sabotaging.
Or... someone is caught trying to sabotage the efforts of the community. How does the community respond?
Ooh. Oh. These are both really interesting.
Oh, man. I don't know if it would be the... Oh, man.
Gotta pick someone.
Yeah, come on, Jasper.
I'm gonna say it's these sea pirate people. These weird seafaring people. They always... coming round here and saying that, yeah, this
uncomfortably conservative.
These seafarers who came in with their right wing rants in the last PTA meeting, they're the people that were caught trying to sabotage us. I think they don't like the new fangled society that we're trying to form, this kind of more liberal society where we all look after each other in the flats. And they were caught trying to steal the metal and take it back out to the ocean and like bury it.
Okay, and how does the community respond to this?
I think
because they got caught.
Mm.
Oh, I think the community responds by forcing them to live out on their ships for a time.
Please draw it on the map.
Okay. Oh man, my heart's beating. I'm like, oh man, what am I doing to these poor seafarers? I just chose this for them.
This is rough, man.
This is rough.
We've taken a turn.
Here we go. This is I don't know where that went kind of askew there. Okay, here we go. The tiniest sail that ever did exist.
We're just forcing them out to sea.
Just for a bit, just till they've learned their lesson. That's what the community says.
Until they're all old and crotchety. How long do we think they can survive?
Do you have a contempt?
Yeah, if you've got a contempt, you can raise it in court, my dude.
I don't have contempt for this. We had to take a hard line. we have cat gurus running around in this very questionable Kangat situation.
I'm going to start a project.
Okay.
The crotchety old men, they're wise in their old age. And I think that they decide that the best way to ensure that we all come back together as a community is to make sure that we all feel like we have a stake in it. And so the crotchety old men are going to campaign to rebuild the lighthouse in all of its former glory. To really rebuild the lighthouse. So that when the seafarers... should return, they will see that we're making an effort to re-include them back into the community.
How long will this take?
This has got to be 6 weeks, surely. This is a...
It's crotchety old
it's
men.
It's crotchety building old men.
Also, let me just count how many turns there's left.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
There's only 5 turns left.
Okay, so we'll do mini lighthouses to sell in the gift shop. No.
If the kangaroos are helping, surely it can go much quicker.
Okay,
or excuse me, the Kangats.
The Kangats.
So the Kangats are actually helping the crotchety old men who didn't want them to help.
No. The crotchety old men said they like the Kangats being there because they didn't want to do the manual labor in the first place.
Okay.
They're quite happy to do this.
How long is it going to take?
We've got 95 Kangats that are human-sized. I feel like, I don't know, like 3 weeks? We could get this thing. There's already an established structure.
Yeah, we can
there.
Knock that out. Oh, we have the flats. The flats should be done.
And I'm gonna get to drawing the flats now while you...
Yeah, get to drawing.
Where are we going to build these flats? Do you know what? I'm going to make these some fancy-ass flats.
Ooh. Okay.
These fancy-ass...
Not the kind that has the cladding, though.
Yeah, no, not those ones. Not those. Yeah, they look basic, but like these are like, you know, like in Bali where you get the little glass floors?
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be over the water. And some of the rooms, the creche has a little glass floor, so it makes this like dappled light effect on the ceiling and helps the babies go sleep. So.
Okay, draw your Bali hut.
So and... Bali hut.
Jeremy, take your turn.
Okay.
While that's going on.
All right. Here we go. So this is Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Autumn. The parish arrives. Let me move this. Who are they? Why have they chosen your community? And for what? Or a small gang of marauders is making its way through local terrain. How many are there? What weapons do they carry? Ooh. Mysterious.
Whoa. I remember this parish card. I'm going to keep that up.
Okay.
I don't want to influence.
Okay. So, I think the parish is going to arrive. The parish are these tall, pale individuals with very, very tiny mouths. Very over like these in very long faces. All of them are tall and like all of them are really, really pale. And then they just have these like squinting eyes that just sort of glare down at us all. And they're all dressed similar to like priests with like the collar and stuff. But they are these, they're very stoic, but they come bearing weapons.
Ooh, she's going to turn the map.
Yes, I'm going to draw one of them now. Let's see. They come bearing weapons, and I imagine that they don't speak. They stand and stare at us.
Ooh, creepy.
When you say bearing weapons, as in like they have weapons or they're giving weapons?
Are they weapons with or without a bow?
Weapons with or without a bow, you said?
Yeah, because a bow would represent a gift.
Gift. Yeah, I got it.
Oh,
I was there with you, Gloss.
Yeah, I'm with you. They, while looking at us, they actually take some of our, upon arriving, they sense our confusion. And sensing that confusion, they actually take some of our uranium fabric and our uranium-infused fabric and tie bows around the weapons.
And what kind of weapons are we looking at, by the way? Is it like spears?
Guns?
Laser rifles?
I'm imagining full-on like District 9 lightning rifle things that blast out and explode living
rail
creatures.
Guns.
Yeah, like rail guns. Just...
You see the crotchety old men are like, we can have some fun with these.
You've got to draw the weapons too.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to it. I'm drawing the person's face now. Let's see.
I can't wait to see this.
What's so good as well, we don't see like live drawing. It's like as you're doing bits, it then kind of goes boop, and it like all appears at once. And it's just
I'm gonna delete this head because I think we can do a better one. But yeah, that's they arrive wordlessly and they just move in. Like they straight up move into people's houses with them and are just there around, and it's very creepy. All we know is that they go out and have this silent ritual prayer every morning at sunrise and every night at sunset. in whatever weather. They're out there, and it's like this, it's this silent with lots of hand motions. We're not sure what on earth they're praying to.
Oh no.
They have very long faces. Mm. As you can see.
See that.
Yeah. So that's and then I get to start a project, discover something new, or have a discussion.
Yep. And I've just also reduced the lighthouse down to two.
Oh.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. I think what I'm going to do is discover something new. And I think what we discover is that the community, many members of the community, especially among the younger members of the community, have started to notice some changes. There are very small nubbly tails emerging.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them have noticed that they've started to get a lot hairier. And a couple of them have started to sprout little mustaches.
What?
Please draw it on the map. Tails, mustaches, and I forget the other thing, sorry.
Tails, mustaches, and fur.
I'm going to add railguns to our abundance now as well.
Railguns! I'm just going to add railguns to our abundance. Oh. Oh. Can I add a contention here?
You could you, if you feel contention, you can
add
it.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't think my old crotchety men are going to feel good about these young whippersnappers growing the feline things.
Hmm. Excellent. Is that everything for your turn, Jeremy?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay, right. My turn to draw an autumn.
Oh, my word. Autumn be savage.
Yeah. You haven't seen winter yet.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, no.
Okay. Disease spreads through the community.
Oh.
Choose one. You spend the week quarantining and treating the disease. Project Dice are not reduced this week. Nobody knows what to do about it. Add health and fertility as a scarcity.
What? Health is a scarcity? My old crotchety men are going to die.
And fertility.
Wow. I mean,
everybody takes care of each other. That's what I'm going to go for.
Okay. I mean, the second one would make sense with all the uranium.
The second one would, yeah, it would make sense, but I don't feel like drawing a bunch of graves right now.
Not yet. Wait till winter.
Not right now. Yeah, not right now. So yeah, so our project dice are not going to go down this round.
Oh no. What kind of projects do we still have going?
We have the Revive
the Lighthouse. What does that say?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's by 2 weeks. So, it won't go down this week because we're all taking care of
each other.
So,
it stays at 2 weeks, yeah?
Can we say that the parish also helps to take care of people?
Yes, we can.
Like, they come and utter silent prayers over people and stuff like that. Just standing over. And we'll stand silently looking at the sick. Just all the time.
I don't feel so well. Please stop staring at me.
And I guess we're prepared for that. So I'm just making sure everything makes sense. Mm. Oh, we've got clean drinking water now, so I can move that. Okay, I think I would like to discover something new.
Oh.
And the something new we discover is we have found a beautiful... In all this wasteland, there is a new type of fish that has appeared in our waters.
Ooh.
And it's a beautiful rainbow fish.
Whoa.
I'm just going to do it in red for now, but then I'm going to make it all rainbow. And they got beautiful long tails. Ooh. And long fins.
Uranium
and
fish.
Yeah, they're massive as well, apparently.
Ooh, this is like, these are really pretty fish. You're going for like the big flowery fins.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make them rainbows.
That's awesome.
So I'm just going to color
are
these
the, in. Are they edible?
Yes, they are edible.
Are they good? Like tasty? Are they tasty?
Yes, they taste the rainbow.
Yes!
It's like Skittles.
The Skittles!
Yep.
The Skittle fish!
That's what they're called. They're called the skittlefish. Wait, what color is rainbows?
See the rainbow.
Red, orange, yellow, blue, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Okay, that's a stripe of yellow right there.
Yeah.
Indigo. Okay, I'm going to just make this blue.
Okay, should Jasper go ahead and draw?
Yes. I draw a,
so autumn is over.
Oh no, winter. This is going to be
the cold sets
so
in.
Bad,
oh boy.
This is going
to
be so bad.
I'm sorry, I'm determined to make this rainbow fish look.
This is looking really good. Come on, Jasper, do it, man.
Oh my, no, oh no. An infested outsider arrives seeking amnesty. They have some much-needed resources with them. Choose one. Welcome them into the community, remove a scarcity, but introduce an infection, into the community. Bar them from entry. What scarcity could they have addressed? And what does it need to become?
How does its need become more dire
this week? Oh my word. You know what I'm going to say? We've just got over a disease.
Yeah.
I don't think the community would be up for welcoming someone in. I don't think we could do that. I think everyone is a bit guarded, right? We just come through the pandemic. I don't think we welcome a second one. We don't welcome COVID-20 over here. So we're going to bar them from entry. And they were going to help us. They were going to help us with our trade scarcity.
Oh no.
And in barring them, we have worsened. I'll say this person was like a dog like person. I'll get to drawing it in a sec. A dog like person, like a dog man. I'll call it a dog man. It's cross between a dog and a human. And there it turns out there's a dog human like town, like an actual proper town, not too far, and we could have opened up some trade, but unfortunately we haven't. And any little trade that we were getting, I'm gonna say now stops, because the dog men are like, don't help them guys, they suck.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's real bad out here.
And the dog had fleas.
Yep. We didn't want fleas. Look, we've got Kangats running around everywhere. If we get fleas up in here,
and our own citizens are sprouting fur.
Exactly. We could not handle the fleas, so they're banned.
Oh no,
they're banned.
Wait, does the introduction of the fish reduce that scarcity?
Yes, get rid of the scarcity. Yes, if you could move it.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm just taking far too much time.
I'm just gonna cross it out.
Great fish.
Cross it right
it's
out.
A great fish.
It's a really good fish.
Thank you.
What else are you going to add, bro?
Yeah, what am I going to add? I'm going to add, we've got our flats, we've got the lighthouses being built, discover something new, or I might discover something new. I'm going to discover. I'm going to discover some precious in the water, in the well, in the bottom of the well. Turns out we've been going down like deeper and deeper, and we're getting into this like really rich mineral filled water now. Like
that's amazing.
Been coming down from the mountains, and it's just filled with all of the goodness that we need. So we're getting like super juice water from our well now.
Mm.
And it's making everyone feel, it's bolstering everyone's health.
Yes.
It's bolstering everyone's health. That's what I'm going to say happens on my turn. Okay. I'm going to draw a dog person and some sparkles coming out of our well.
I'm going to throw out a winter card.
Let's see. I'll put a little.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. So winter elements destroy a food source. If this was your only food source, add a scarcity. Or, winter elements leave everyone cold, tired, and miserable. Project dice are not reduced this week. I think I'm going to have winter elements destroy a food source. Let me see. Do we only have one food source? Oh, we do. We only have one food source. Oh, no. As quickly as they were discovered...
Oh.
The rainbow fish.
Oh.
Oh, no.
We find. Where is my contempt?
Yeah, I was going to say, we surely there needs to be a contempt.
You got to add contempt. You got to add some contempt. You got to do it. You got to have contempt for that.
I spent so long drawing it.
Do you want me to cross it out for you?
No. I'm just going to freeze it. I'm just going to draw it in a big block of ice. They freeze.
Okay.
I'm going to draw like a block of ice around it. in an ice cube.
That is so funny. That is actually so funny.
I'm so upset. I'd only just finished drawing it.
Is our
and it turned out so well too.
It did. It really turned out so well. I want to thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Is our lighthouse good to go? By the way,
it'll be done this week.
Okay. Yeah,
I wanted to make sure it would be finished. That was why I picked that one.
So I can now just.
Oh, you can delete. I'm just.
Yeah, you can delete stuff. So I'm just gonna.
Nice. I didn't know you could delete stuff. So that's helpful. Yes. The lighthouse is back and functional, which will help trade, which we just lost. So that's good.
I'm going to add something, though. This is the discovery. The rainbow fish, though they are all frozen, are telepathic and still alive. And we start receiving dreams from the rainbow fish each night of a future in which they will eventually thaw and there will be food aplenty. They have actually come here in order to aid us. And they start to warn us about coming threats, and they have offered up their own bodies as supplies. And so they're basically like, look, we are your once and future saviors.
We know what this last winter card is, and it's not good.
Yeah.
How's that? You.
That's what's going to happen with the fish. I'm going to add, like, telepathic, I don't know, purple.
Waves.
I'm going to add some purple waves
yeah.
coming off of them.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, I grabbed my card ready.
Here we go.
This is the last card.
Oh.
I can't quite read it. So let me read. Winter is harsh, and desperation gives rise to fear-mongering. Choose one. Spend the week calming the masses and dispelling their violent sentiments. The week ends immediately. Declare war on someone or something. This counts as starting a project.
Whoa! Come on.
So, with all these, like, disturbing telepathic messages from the rainbow fish, the masses are hysterical. Because they're like, oh, it's winter. They also know the frost shepherds are about to arrive. And so, the rainbow fish are harking the return of the frost shepherds. And with the weeks over, the frost shepherds arrive.
Oh.
The game is over.
Ooh. Ooh.
Whether or not our community is ready, no one will know.
So we never find out what happens to this community that we've spent all this time building?
No. That's it. Once, to be honest, there's a card in there. So when you normally play, we played quick draw rules.
Mm-hmm.
You keep drawing winter cards until someone draws the King of Spades, which is the first Shepherds arrive. The game is over.
Whoa.
But, you know, since it's the end of the game, let's hypothesize. Do you think they would survive? Do you think the rainbow fish would... thaw in time?
We did get, the warnings.
We have the Kangats.
And the railguns.
And the railguns.
And abundance of railguns.
What are the parish, and we don't know what the parish are here for, is the other thing. Mm. So, but we do have the parish as well. And then there's the cat, these are cat guru infested forests. So if these frost shepherds, assuming the frost shepherds are coming via forest, they'd have to go through the cat gurus first.
Maybe they're riding cat gurus.
Oh no.
Maybe is that what they're shepherding? Is the cat gurus?
Yes. Yeah, okay, well, that's a great idea.
Okay. They're like, they turn into like White Walker versions of kangaroos.
Oh no! All these whites, just invading us. That's oh man, that's very. The rail guns, I feel like, could make a lot of difference.
Yeah, the rail guns make a big difference for me.
My imagine, like my thought is that the community is largely destroyed, but there are a few survivors.
And we're pretty bolstered by our magical water as well. So that's, you know.
Yeah.
I reckon we and make what our happened last to Felonia? Stand in the flats.
Where should I send this image? I've just taken a screenshot.
Oh, amazing. Yes. Just you can send it to us on Twitter, or you can send it on my email. That's, oh, man. I think there's only one way to resolve this personally. I think we have to run this as a one shot. That's what I think we have.
Yes.
We have to run the end of it like from this point. We have to run this D&D now one as shot. A D&D one shot.
Each of us are playing a character. Each of us is playing the character that we embodied.
Yeah, so Jeremy, Jasper... you're playing Felonia. I'm a crotchety old man.
Oh, Felonia has returned.
Yeah, maybe Felonia returns to signal the coming, she runs back into town like full Professor Quill.
She has an eye patch.
Like, troll in the dungeon, but she's like, frost giants on the way.
Yeah, okay. We should totally do this. I'm down. Gloss, do you want to DM this, or do you want one of us to DM?
We should get someone else in, because then Gloss can play the uranium tan.
Do you want to do that?
Beach.
Sure.
Yes.
That'll be hilarious.
Oh, man.
And we get to pick like little character classes for each person. Like, we're only like level 3 or something. Fighting all
level
these
1. Like, just proper civilians.
Felonia definitely has to be a higher level.
I will be a lower level than everyone else as my crotchety old man that can barely lift the gun.
You have somebody to lift it for you. My uranium tanned valley girls, they're going to be bards, because that's the most useless class I can think of.
Brutal! Brutal!
I was thinking maybe they'd be sorcerers because they got exposed to all the uranium, they got powers.
No, I'm gonna be bard, and I'm not gonna take shatter.
Oh no. What about heat metal?
Heartbreaking.
Surely they have heat metal.
Heartbreaking.
Oh dude, this is fun. This has been great. Thank you so much,
Gloss. It's been it's really cool for us, because we've been saying for a long time that we wanted to start branching out into more TTRPGs, and I think this is like the perfect way to do it. This has felt so good and so much better than just like us scrolling through pages and pages of like, this is how you might play. And I feel like this is always the way I enjoy learning to play. So hopefully you, audience at home, have enjoyed listening to this, and it's given you some inspiration to play this game. We'll find links and stuff down in the description, so make sure you check those out. And let us know what games you want us to do next. We will hopefully
There's a pretty big
thing.
Masks contingent, I have to say.
Yes, there is a big masks contingent. And so we'll get someone to come and run some masks for us, or, you know, we'll definitely do that.
I can recommend someone to do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who, person of color, feminine presenting.
Okay.
Okay.
Conversations are going to go happen over dinner. This is the room where it happens, everyone. But for now, Gloss, where can everyone find you on the Tinterwebs?
On the Tinterwebs, you can find me anywhere as Gloss and Gadgets, because branding is a thing.
And
when I'm not terrorizing people with giant cats in top hats being all gentrified or taking far too long to draw rainbow fish.
It looks great, folks.
It's incredible. It's the best thing on there, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I just hang around at the moment. I'm on rest. I'm playing some games. I'm doing my freelance work. I just finished a stint with Black Forest Games doing Destroy All Humans 2. I also just finished being the producer for Into the Motherlands. I'm working on a...
I'm just working on some great games. I just worked on Into the Motherlands. You know, it's nothing big. It's nothing just, like, really cool and huge.
This is
like,
you resting?
Yeah, gee, what happens when you activate? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is terrifying.
World domination is what happens.
There we go.
Wow.
But thank you for having me. This is great.
An absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. This was a blast.
Excellent. Oh, also fun thing. This was actually the first thing outside of D&D that I actually played.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Very cool.
That was fun to pass the torch on.
Yeah, I can definitely see me wheeling this out at like a little sophisticated dinner party. This is a very fun kind of, I feel like that's a very fun
BBC
game.
Execs.
Yeah. Like, I feel like for people who aren't like TTRPG, I feel like this is a very like fun but still creative thing to do. So big fan of this game. Thank you very much for everyone listening, for joining us. As Gloss very excellently put, branding is definitely a thing. So 3BH everywhere, 3B Halflings. TV Halflings, what am I talking about? Not 3B Halflings. Don't Google that. That's terrible.
At TV
Halflings everywhere. On Patreon, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You name it, we're there. Don't forget we have merch. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
And we have to plug our Twitters. We have to keep plugging our Twitters.
Our Twitters are... Jeremy, you go first.
Jeremy Cobb 1.
You.
Cobb with 2 Bs.
What's up? And I am JW_Cartwright. Thank you very much, and we will see you next week. So long!
So long, Shire
folk. Waving noises! Waving noises! Bye, halflings!
Hello, my halflings. It's Jasper here. It's about that time that we thank some truly incredible people that have signed up to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/TBHalflings, just in case you wanted to try it out and give it a go. We have had such a huge amount of people join the Patreon. We just passed over 400 patrons. Like, what? Absolutely unbelievable. I cannot thank you enough. This is a milestone which I did not think we would get for a long, long time, and I cannot quite believe that we are here. And I just want to thank all of the new patrons, all the patrons that have been here for the longest time. Thank you so much. We're working super hard to try and make sure we've got as much content for you on the Patreon, and we're going to keep it coming. There's going to be more stuff. We are working around the clock on it, and we will very soon be announcing our Patreon stretch goal. We've been working on it for a little while. We want to sort of make sure that we can deliver before we say the thing. Please keep an eye out for the next Patreon stretch goal, because it will be coming very soon. So, enough of me rambling on. I would like to give some thanks. So, first of all, thank you very much to Jared Curioga, Declan Gilhooley, Karen Dillon, David Day, Jess W, Micah Johnson, Elijah Shazam. Is that Shazam? Shazam. It is Shazam. Sick. Antonia Keistner, Adrian Sutterhaharan, Anti P. Now I'm gonna be honest, this next one is I don't know how to say this next one. Shahar Zabizadv, I think. Please correct me. I'll be looking out on the inboxes for you to correct me on this. I'm not sure. It's a very long word, and it kind of has like many, many letters and consonants and things in there, and I have no idea, so I apologize. Please let me know. Mags! Thank you to Mags. Edison Nori, Adrian Ivashkov, Camille Colburn, Bleepers, Joe Trainer, John Smith, Final Farewell, and Skirt Cobain. Very good, Skirt Cobain. Big fan of that. Thank you so much for signing up to the Patreon. It really, really does help us out. And we've got some really exciting content coming up. You guys are all so amazing. Thank you. And I will see you very soon. So long, Shire Folk. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.